The pay and treatment of top Northwest hockey players is the subject of a new class action lawsuit. It commenced earlier this week in Canada against the Western Hockey League and its sister leagues. Affected teams include the Seattle Thunderbirds, Portland Winterhawks, Spokane Chiefs, Tri-City Americans, and Everett Silvertips. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The lawsuit seeks to recover back wages, vacation pay, and unpaid overtime allegedly due to current and former players at the top level of junior hockey. The mostly teenage players currently receive a weekly stipend, free room and board, and college scholarships under a standard contract. The lawsuit claims the players aren't being paid at least minimum wage. Ron Robison is the commissioner of the Western Hockey League. He argues the minimum wage law doesn't apply to these skaters.
Our view of it is that we have an amateur-athlete relationship. We have student-athletes largely in our league, and of course, not an employment relationship as this case is claiming.
The lawsuit comes at the same time as a child labor probe by the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries. That investigation, limited to the four Washington teams, is ongoing. It could be 6 months to a year before a Canadian judge decides whether the new lawsuit can proceed as a class action. Jurisdictional challenges are a strong possibility. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.